Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, December 4th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. So let's see what we got in diaries today. First one about a mobile malware. We keep hearing a lot about mobile malware, but really don't get a lot of samples about it. So really kind of hard to tell how bad the issue really is, how much of it is just vendors trying to sell stuff, and how much of these exploits and this malware is real. So if you have any firsthand experiences about being infected, let us know. We would like to see samples, but also any indicators that essentially gave you a hint that you were infected. This is one question that came up in the comments to this diary is, well, you know, we can ask for mobile malware all day long, but really at this time, there is no real sort of good list of indicators to figure out whether or not your device is infected. Not that that's necessarily easy with malware, but you know, with normal desktop malware, you sort of have some indications, auto-run lists or such that tell you whether or not you may be infected. If you have any ideas, please let us know, either post a comment to the diary or just send us an email. And then we got a new chapter in the John McAfee saga. I don't think I covered this so far. It has really been more a soap versus a security story up to this point. John McAfee, who is no longer associated with the antivirus company McAfee at all. He founded it, but has long since sold it. He retired to the Central American country of Belize and recently has been a suspect in the shooting and killing of his neighbor down there. So he has been on the run, and he has been given interviews off and on while being on the run. And today, one journalist posted a picture of himself with John McAfee. Interesting part was that the picture included EXIF data. It was created with an iPhone 4S, and the iPhone 4S, as it usually does, included its GPS coordinate, which indicated that he's located in Guatemala, just south of Belize. Now, John McAfee then blogged or tweeted, I'm not 100% sure that the coordinates were actually fake, but at the same time, the photographer who took the picture apologized for uploading the image without first removing this data. By now, the data has been removed. However, Google still has a cache available as of this recording of the image with the coordinates. I'm not sure if I mentioned that already, but typically the iPhone, when you email a picture or when you use the photo stream, of course, it maintains all the EXIF data. However, if you upload it to a website directly, and as of iOS 6, that's a possibility, then it will strip most of the EXIF data and only maintain things like the resolution, the color palette, which is actually somewhat required to display the image properly. And then we do have two new exploits against commonly used SSH servers. Now, this affects the Tectia SSH server from SSH.com and FreeSSH or FreeFTP. In either case, it may be possible to log in without knowing the correct password. So take a look if you are running any of these SSH servers. There is no particular vendor guidance at this point, but you probably want to make sure that you probably run these SSH servers on an off port, which of course is not a very nice precaution, given that SSH is frankly the one service that you do leave open to the outside, even in a reasonably secure network. I'm not sure if a key-based authentication will prevent an exploit in this particular case, but that's of course another good security measure to take. OpenSSH does not appear to be affected at this point, and that's of course the most commonly used SSH server. And then we got news from F-Secure that a website associated with the Dalai Lama got exploited and malicious Java applets were inserted into the website. Now, the lucky part here is that the exploit that these Java applets target has been fixed quite a while ago. It's actually the same exploit that was targeted by the Flashback Trojan, if you remember. F-Secure does call this particular Trojan Dogster. Now, I haven't seen it in the wild yet, but it's always a good idea to be careful with Java. I keep saying that. Make sure it's not enabled to run by itself, but does require user interaction to run. So in this case, if you don't expect a Java applet, you do have a chance of not falling for the exploit by not starting it. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.